Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're paying tribute to the late Robin Williams by featuring music from his movies. Certainly a fine and beloved actor, and a lot of great scores featured over the course of his career. We're going to begin with one from composer Maurice Jarre, written for Williams' film Dead Poets Society. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
understated music by Maurice Jarre, written for the film Dead Poets Society. Next up, a lovely score from Randy Newman, written for Barry Levinson's film Awakenings, starring Williams and Robert De Niro. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music by Randy Newman, written for Awakenings. One of Williams' very best performances came in Terry Gilliam's film The Fisher King, which featured another lovely score, this one by George Fenton. Let's take a listen. That piece from George Fenton's The Fisher King accompanying that wonderful waltz sequence in Grand Central Station. What a great, great scene that is. Next up, a score from the magnificent John Williams, written for Steven Spielberg's Hook. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Splendid music from Hook, written by John Williams. Next up, we have an energetic score from Danny Elfman, written for Flubber, the remake of The Absent-Minded Professor. Let's take a listen. Music from Flubber, written by Danny Elfman. Certainly zany enough for that movie. Next up, Howard Shore provides us with a bit of music from one of Williams' most beloved comedies, Mrs. Doubtfire. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Mrs. Doubtfire, written by Howard Shore. Composer James Horner is up next with his distinctive main title piece, written for Bicentennial Man, using a theme that he would use just a bit later in A Beautiful Mind. Take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're paying tribute to the late Robin Williams on the program today by featuring music from his movies. Next up, a beautiful score from Michael Kamen, written for a very interesting film Williams starred in called What Dreams May Come. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music from What Dreams May Come, written by Michael Kamen. In 2004, Williams starred in an overlooked drama called The Final Cut, which featured a solid score by Brian Tyler. Let's take a listen. Exceptional stuff from Brian Tyler, written for The Final Cut. Next up, we have music from an animated movie that Williams had a voiceover role in. That's Robots, one of the films from the folks at Blue Sky Animation, and it featured a lively score by John Powell. Enjoy. Thank you. Music from Robots, written by John Powell. Williams also provided voiceover performances in the two Happy Feet movies, and we're going to take a listen to a song that he performs in now from Happy Feet 2. Enjoy.
Whose worlds collapsed at a rapid pace.
The power to fly was my saving grace.
Papa Oombao Mao from his pretty lips, with his stylish swoosh and his triple flip.
I alone escaped the apocalypse.
He journeyed far without a rest.
Those fighting titans were a heck of a test.
But even they couldn't take him down, cause none could match the guts and grit of Sid. He met the aliens who ruled the seas. They took one look at him and fell to the knees.
They restored him. They adorned him. And they adored.
I'm sorry.
It's okie dokie. Don't keep it inside.
Bring it out.
Sin. Destiny showed its candid face when I was lost in the darkest place. Before I drew my final breath, he delivered me from the thick. I didn't want to end.
and the aliens speak. Sven had a higher truth to seek. Who knows what he saw in that mystic night?
Sven, say.
I've seen our future.
What?
Yeah, he's calling to me.
Yeah.
It says Sven. Yeah. Sven, go that way. Quickly.
Up with you. Oh, my sweet eyes. It's Sven. And so he came to this far, far shore to shine his gifts upon us all.
That's music from Happy Feet 2. One of the last big franchises that Williams has been involved in is the Night at the Museum series. In fact, there's another one coming out in December. And we're going to feature music from the second film now. All of the movies have been scored by Alan Silvestri. This one's called Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. And that's music from Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. We're going to wrap things up on the program today with music from one of Williams' most iconic films, Disney's Aladdin, in which he voiced the genie. A great, great part for him. Easily his best voiceover performance. And his work on the numbers we're going to feature here is really quite something. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed the program today. Mr. Williams, you'll certainly be missed. Back at you later.
Hey, you! Let us through. It's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes. Ring bells, bang the drum. Ah, you're gonna love this guy. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. Genuflect, show some respect down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Sunday salon. And come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababa. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced the galloping hordes.
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent those goons to their lords?
Why, Prince Ali, he's got 75 golden cannons.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers.
When it comes to exotic type mammals,
has he got the zoo?
I'm telling you, it's a world-class menagerie.
Prince Ali, handsome as he, Ali Ababa. That physique, how can I speak? Wink at the neck. Well, get on out in that square. I just avail and prepare. Talk, gawk, and grovel and stare at Prince Ali.
He's got
princess was a sight lovely to see, and that to people is why he got dialed up and dropped by.
With 60 elephants, llamas galore, with his bears and lions, a brass band and more, with his 40 bakers, his cooks, his bakers, his birds of Guadalajara.
Sherry's already had 1,000 tales. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. It's heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz. You got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say,
Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Life is your restaurant, and
I'm your manager.
Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir.
We pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shine.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish.
About a little more baklava. Add some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
No, no.
Can your friends do this?
Can your friends do that?
Can your friends pull this
off their little hat?
Can your friends go woo?
Hey, looky here. Uh-huh.
Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip!
And then make the sucker disappear.
It's a
don't you think? Yes, back your buggy eyed. I hit an answer on your midday friend. You got me bona fide certified.
You got a genie for a child to pay.
I got a power to help you out. Do what you wish. I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey ho,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three. I'm on the job.
You big nay, Bob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me.
You ain't never had a friend like me.